dog owners in Michigan have a new reason to keep an eye on their pets. Last week, Michigan State University clinicians announced the arrival in Michigan of a virus that can make dogs sick. The canine circle virus was first identified in California just last April. MSU's Diagnostic Center for Population and Animal Health, DCPAH, identified it in two animals that died, although veterinarians say dog owners shouldn't panic because they were also infected with other organisms which more likely led to their demise. Still, it's the first time the recently identified virus has been found here in Michigan, and here to tell us more is Dr. Tom Mullaney of MSU's Diagnostic Center for Population and Animal Health. Dr. Mullaney, welcome.
Good morning.
What does circle virus do to a dog?
Well, to understand the circle virus story, you go back to just last year, 2012, and there was the first report in the scientific literature of a canine circle virus published in the Journal of Virology.
Mm-hmm.
And in that report, no disease was associated with that virus.
Mm.
Then forward to April of 2013, just like you said, there was a closely related dog circle virus was described in emerging infectious disease in dogs in California. And that virus was found in the feces of 11% of dogs with diarrhea in their study, and in 7% of healthy dogs. It was also found in the blood of 3% of dogs with fever of unknown origin, and those dogs also had low white blood cell counts and low platelet counts. Now, to put it in perspective, 70% of the dogs from the study in California that had diarrhea and circovirus also were infected with other pathogenic agents that we know cause disease in dogs.
Okay.
So the conclusion that they drew was that circovirus alone or in combination with other agents might contribute to illness and death in dogs.
Is this changing, though? Is this a virus that is, we hear about mutating viruses. Does this virus have the capacity to mutate? And
yes.
I mean, it's not necessarily, as you say, it's found in a lot of healthy dogs as well. What is this a puzzle that we're just waiting to see kind of evolve into something else or what?
Yes, to a degree it is. But in order to maybe get an idea, we do know a lot about another circovirus, and that is pig circovirus.
Mm.
Okay, pig circovirus occurs in pigs worldwide, and it's a disease that has been very well studied. There are actually two circoviruses in pigs, and circovirus 2 is the one that's associated with disease in pigs. But again, it seems to be that pigs are more likely to develop severe disease when they are co-infected with several other pathogenic microorganisms.
Okay.
So again, it's one of those diseases that it potentially could cause disease on its own, but in combination with other infectious agents that may have some effects on the immune system.
It's a lot worse.
Then you're going to get a syndrome of clinical signs that could result in death.
How should dog owners respond to this? How should the veterinary community respond to this?
Well, the way I think they're responding right now is they're getting calls from their clients that own dogs, concerned. When sick dogs are taken to a veterinary hospital, particularly dogs that are showing evidence of vomiting and diarrhea, I'm sure the topic of possible circovirus comes up. However, in those cases, I think it's very important that a thorough clinical workup, laboratory diagnostic workup be done to investigate and identify all the common causes of vomiting and diarrhea. And there are many of them. There are both viruses, bacteria, and other agents that cause vomiting and diarrhea in dogs. All of those agents should be investigated as possible causes. And then, of course, because of the emergence of this virus, the possibility of circovirus playing a role should be considered. At this point in time, I want to emphasize that that role has not been clearly identified. It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
We do know that healthy dogs have this virus, and what we're trying to determine is what role might it be playing in a certain percentage of cases with those clinical signs that I just mentioned.
Do veterinarians, when a dog exhibits these symptoms and ends up in a veterinarian's office, do veterinarians typically test for the Serco virus or not?
Well, keep in mind that this is very, very new. There was no test available for Serco virus until this paper came out from California in April of this year. And then following that paper, people in laboratories just like ours began to ask ourselves, is this something that we should develop a test? Because looking towards the future was something we felt, well, our clients are probably going to start asking to have this done.
Yeah.
And the story on dog circovirus really escalated when a certain number of dogs in Ohio were reported to possibly being affected with this virus. And then that became a kind of a national story, because now you had the description of the scientific article from California. Now you had the possibility that it was occurring in Ohio. And so there was a lot of media releases related to that possibility. And as far as I know, they are actually still investigating the possible cause of those dog deaths in Ohio. I don't think a definitive answer has been reached yet. And during all of this, individuals in our laboratory were working on developing a test. So we have now a PCR test to detect the Serco virus either in the tissues or in the feces of dogs. But just detecting it is not good enough because, as I've already mentioned, it can be found in the feces of normal dogs as well as dogs that have diarrhea. So we are going to take this one step further with a further test called in situ hybridization. And this is where we will use RNA and DNA probes, okay, to specifically locate the virus in pathologic or microscopic lesions that we're seeing. And that test is under development right now in our laboratory, and we should have it up and running in probably 2 to 3 weeks. And I'm a little bit hesitant to be more definitive than that, because when we first start using these probes, they may not work. In that case, we have to go back to the drawing board, and it may take, you know, a few extra weeks to get this up and running. That will give us a much better idea as to whether or not Serco virus is actually playing a role in the disease and deaths of the dogs where we have already said we have identified the virus.
Very interesting. There has been some reporting saying that the Serco virus can also be contracted by humans. Is that accurate?
I believe it's not accurate. I've looked in the literature for evidence of Serco virus in people, and I can find no evidence that Serco viruses have been described as causing illnesses in people. Also, I have the feeling that if there were concerns that people were infected with Serco virus, that I'm quite certain that the Michigan Department of Community Health Laboratories would be investigating this, and I'm also quite certain that the Center for Disease Control in Atlanta would be investigating this. And as of today, I am unaware of any ongoing investigations in those arenas.
Okay, but is it a topic of discussion in your community at all?
It is a topic of discussion, and the answer at this point in time is that we see no evidence, no clear scientific evidence that this particular virus is causing illness in people.
Hollywood might have us believe that something like this happens regularly, a virus appearing someplace it has never appeared before. Does this happen more often than we might be led to believe?
Yes, this happens. There's no doubt about it. And people in my line of work, this is something that we're constantly trying to find. We're trying to look for new patterns of disease. We're trying to identify new viruses or new infectious agents that may be caused with disease. And in fact, our residents and our faculty members in the laboratory, this is one of the things that literally, one of the things that brings them to work every day, the possibility that they might identify something that's novel.
Very interesting. Our guest has been Dr. Tom Mullaney of MSU's Diagnostic Center for Population and Animal Health, talking about the newly identified dog circovirus, newly identified here in Michigan. Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.